Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Whatever it is for you, I got no clue. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Crazy week nine. I got to tell you, man, the NFL literally stands for not for long. Think about what happened. Man, oh, man. The Browns have all kinds of chaos with Odell Beckham during the week, and they go out and they play one hell of a football game against the Bengals. Right? The Titans, they lose their guy, Derrick Henry, for the year, but all of a sudden they show up against who a lot of people think is maybe the best team in football, in the L.A. Rams, and they take them to school. It just doesn't make sense, right? Well, what about the Cowboys coming off a bye week, Dak's back, all that good stuff? Huh, the Broncos came to town, and you know what? They wanted to spoil the party. I mean, just craziness ensued throughout the NFL all over the place. It was absolutely chaotic. Let's talk about the Raiders for a moment. You know, again, another team that had all kinds of chaos, rugs, the situation there, and then they go and play the Giants, who have been anything but good all season long, and they lose to them. So, yeah, week nine of the NFL, are you kidding me? Who's any good in the AFC, to be honest with you? The Bills, everyone's talking about them like they might be Super Bowl worthy. They lost to the Jaguars. Yeah, I mean, come on now. Josh Allen, one of the worst days I've ever seen from that dude that I can ever imagine. The Ravens, they might be, you know what? I said it before. Look out, because Lamar's coming, and he beat Patrick Mahomes, and we know what happened there. Maybe it's the Ravens here. Maybe, just maybe it's the Ravens here, because I don't know who's any good in the AFC. The Chargers, they beat the Eagles barely. I mean, is that impressive? What happened to the Packers without Aaron Rodgers? Holy cow, man, it was a mess, to be honest with you. You know what? I can't believe I'm saying it, but you know what? The Arizona Cardinals, they might be the most consistent football team in all of the NFL. Yeah, I mean, what a weird, weird week. What a weird year. It's 2021, man, and week nine of the NFL, absolutely crazy. Get at me, people. So much to talk about. Week nine was absolutely insane. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Week 9, people of the NFL season and the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at me a few different ways. You can always holler, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit me up on the Twitter, Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Check me out on IG, The Real Dorf on Sports there. I'm going to run through the scores. I'm going to go through the standings and get you all caught up on all that good stuff. And then obviously we'll get into the analysis of what we saw. But once again, just absolute chaos. Week 9, just mind-boggling what the results were. When I start reading these off, you're going to be like, what? That didn't happen. They didn't lose them. They really? No way. It happened, man. Week 9 came, it went, and it was unbelievable. Okay, so let's run through them for you. Titans beating the Rams, like I said, that was the Sunday nighter, 28-16. Stafford didn't look good all night long. The Rams were out of sync. The Titans without Derrick Henry looked absolutely fantastic. You explain it. Browns 41-16 over the Bengals, who, you know what? This Browns team is gutty, they're gritty, and had problems with Odell Beckham throughout the week and throughout the year and all that. We know about it. They went out there and they handled their business. You got to give them credit. Nick Chubb was a beast. Dude was running the rock like crazy. 41-16, Browns beat the Bengals. Broncos 30-16 over the Cowboys. Dak is back and Teddy Bridgewater and the Broncos, they didn't care that they didn't have Von Miller. They didn't care that Dak is back. They went on the road and they won a game that most people didn't think they would. Texans go down to the Dolphins 17-9. Jacoby Brissett, the new era. I'm just kidding. It's the Dolphins. It's the Texans. Falcons beat the Saints. This is kind of big because the Falcons are all of a sudden 500. The Saints starting to go bad, which I don't think we should be all that surprised about. No Jameis Winston, and they're going to be a different team. 27-25, Falcons winning that one emphatically. By the way, it was a field goal to win it at the end of the game. So definitely some some great football being played there, and it was exciting and it was fun. And the Saints put a show on to get back in the game, but just not enough to get over the hump. Giants, this is one of the shockers of the day, people. They beat the Raiders. Yep, they beat the Raiders. 23-16, Patriots beating the Panthers, who have gone absolutely sideways, backwards, just bad, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Christian McCaffrey injuries, Sam Darnold, the dude throws interceptions like left and right all of a sudden. Three on the day, by the way. Patriots 24-6. A nice big win for them on the road. Bills, this is another shocker, a scratch of the head. Josh Allen and the Bills struggled all day long. They couldn't move the ball. I watched lots of all of these games, and this was just – it was a head-scratcher. 6 points from the Bills, who have all kinds of offensive power, and 9 points from the Jaguars, and that's enough to win? It was crazy. That's all I can say. Josh Allen, one of the worst days I've seen from this kid. Two interceptions, 31 of, like, I want to say 47 on the day, 264. Just not a good day. Not a good day. Vikings lose to the Ravens in overtime. One of the better games of the day. Lamar was fantastic, running the ball for over 120 yards or 120, something like that, throwing for 266 and three touchdowns. Ravens get the win ultimately, 34-31. Vikings 3-5 now, so they can play spoiler. That's kind of what their season's become. Chargers 27, Eagles 24. Justin Herbert, pretty big day, 366, two touchdowns, so pretty solid, but I don't know if you want to be this close with a team like the Eagles. I know it's a road win, and wins in general are difficult, but I think you want to win these a little easier. Packers go down to the Chiefs 7-13. That's the final there. Packers missed a couple field goals. This thing, at the very worst, maybe should have gone to overtime. Didn't, as Crosby missed one. He had one blocked. Packers looked out of sync. No wonder, right? Aaron Rodgers isn't playing. So you don't have that guy on the field. So I think it obviously makes things a little more difficult. Cardinals 31-17 over the 49ers. They did it with Colt McCoy. Kyler Murray didn't even play. So they may very well be the most consistent team in all of the NFL. And back to Thursday, Colts win 45-30 over the Jets. Big day for Jonathan Taylor, 172, couple touchdowns. Those are the scores, man, oh, man. So wild, wild day with some of the teams that we thought were better than they are, obviously, or maybe they just had a bad week. Let me run through the standings real quickly, too. All right, so the Bills, even though they lost, this is more interesting than I think a lot of people thought, though, because they're 5-3, New England's 5-4, so they're one game behind them, too, which may or may not mean anything. And then the Jets and Dolphins, it doesn't matter. Baltimore, this is going to be a great division. This is going to be a lot of fun. Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals, all 500 or better. And Baltimore, 6-2 on the top of that division. Look, this is going to be a battle. And I think Cleveland, when push comes to shove, I think they're going to play with a chip on the shoulder the rest of the way. So it'll be intriguing to watch them play. Tennessee, kind of running away with the AFC South at the moment, which not necessarily shocking and or surprising. Tennessee, 7-2. Colts, 4-5. Jacksonville and the Texans doesn't really matter because they're out of the mix. AFC West, Chargers on top there with the Raiders both at 5-3. Kansas City and the Broncos both 5-4. Lots going to be decided on the football field if you can't tell what I'm trying to say. All right, let's shift over to the NFC where Dallas, after a bad loss, doesn't really matter in their division, though, because nobody's going to push them. So I think that that's kind of something also to watch with a lot of these teams as far as how worried you need to be about what your record is, because Dallas doesn't need to worry about Philadelphia, the Giants, or Washington. They're going to win that division. They're 6-2. Everybody else, 3-6, 3-6. And then the football team, Washington, off this week. So, look, Packers on top in their division. And again, another situation where the only way that the loss to for them to Kansas City is if they don't have home field advantage, and that becomes significant. 7-2 now on the season, winning the division by several games. Minnesota and the Bears are behind them. Detroit, they can't win a game. NFC South, check this out. Tampa Bay, 6-2. New Orleans, 5-3. Atlanta Falcons, 4-4. Carolina Panthers, 4-5. Okay, so here's the deal. Tampa Bay is probably going to walk away with this thing. But again, this is closer than it should be. And I think the team to actually look out for here might actually be the Atlanta Falcons, which is insane. Arizona Cardinals, maybe the most consistent football team. Well, I know they are because their record would tell us that. They're 8-1. The Rams, 7-2, a big loss for them. So we'll see how that affects things. Seahawks and San Francisco, both basically out of the mix. They can, at this point, pretty much just play spoiler. Okay, so I'm going to run through the scores real quickly one more time for you before I take another break, and then we'll get to that analysis. So keep it close, everybody. Titans 26, Rams 16, Browns 41-16 over the Bengals, Broncos 30-16 over the Cowboys, Texans go down to the Dolphins 17-9, Falcons 27-25 over the Saints, Raiders going down to the Giants 23-16. Patriots 24-26 over the Panthers. And then you have the Jaguars beating the Bills. I can't believe I'm saying it, but I am. They beat the Bills 9-6. Ravens 34-31. Chargers 27-24. The Pack, they go down 7-13. Kansas City didn't look good, by the way. I got to say, just keeping it real. They get the win. That's the most important thing. But there's something not right about that offense. And then the Arizona Cardinals, 31-17 and 8-1 on the season. So maybe the most consistent football team. Yeah, they are the most consistent football team. I got to give credit where credit's due. All right, I hear the music. I better take a pause for the cause. Keep it close on the other side. I'll give you all kinds of analysis about what I think I'm seeing from Week 9 of the NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf, right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hey, baby, we're gonna be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
Now, more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Dorfman, Andy Dorf, whatever the heck you want to call me. Get at me. By the way, it's 1-800-878-7529. It's the NFL Rewind, week 9 of the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America. Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports, by the way. And I want to talk a little bit. I'm going to start with the Cleveland Browns. And quite frankly, you know, I don't know exactly what to make of Baker Mayfield quite yet, but I do know something about the way that they go out there and they battle. And I think that that does have something to do with him and the kind of guy that he is. And I think it's interesting that he hasn't been throwing touchdowns all year. I think through 7, 8 weeks or whatever it was, the guy had like 7 touchdowns. Well, when Odell Beckham leaves, all of a sudden, dude's throwing for multiple touchdowns. Sometimes, here's what I'm trying to say, and it's kind of weird that I'm saying it, because we all think Odell Beckham could be a special player, but sometimes it's addition by subtraction. And in a strange, weird way, that's what's going on for the Cleveland Browns. Because Peoples Jones can make big plays. And Nick Chubb can get you big chunks on the ground. And Jarvis Landry can make plays. So, what do I make of the whole situation? I think they made the right choice. That's what I think. And I don't think it's just because of what happened this week. I think it's what's going to happen the rest of the way, too. I think Cleveland, I've said it a long time ago, they're going to be in the mix. And part of the reason they're going to be in the mix is because the AFC isn't all that great. I don't know who is the best team in the AFC right now. It might be Baltimore. It might be Tennessee. And that's not who we necessarily would have thought it might have been. We're thinking Buffalo. We're thinking Kansas City. So the AFC, There's a lot to be decided. Let's leave it at that for this moment. But I do like what I'm seeing from Cleveland. And the Bengals, I think that they're the Bengals. Like, what else can I say? And I do think Joe Burrow, he's going to be a special quarterback. But he has bad days too. He had a bad day for the Bengals this go about. Only put up 16 points, man. And Ja'Marr Chase wasn't like he's been most of the season. They had a great game plan. Got to give credit to Cleveland. Got to give credit to their mindset. And you got to be just scratching your head how this subtraction actually was an addition. It's crazy. Addition by subtraction here. Unbelievable. Let's go somewhere where we were fooled. See, I kind of always have themes for the week, right? And I feel like the theme this week was who fooled you this week? I think the Dallas Cowboys fooled us a little bit. We all thought they were maybe better than they really are. How do you lose to the Broncos, who in a lot of ways have kind of cashed it in, right? So, yeah, this is another one where you're scratching your head, but for a lot of different reasons. Like, how do you come off your bye week and look that bad? How do you lose to a Denver Bronco team who just got rid of Von Miller, their best defensive player? And you got to think that their focus isn't going to be there, although I got to tell you, watched a lot of that game too. And that Patrick kid was making plays after plays for Denver and Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater actually looked pretty good. So, yeah, puzzling day. Really puzzling day. I think the Cowboys, they had us fooled. Where was the running game? Fat Mike makes all kinds of just bad decisions. Not a fan. And here's the difference. Dak Prescott he's not an Aaron Rodgers. He's not a Brett Favre, man. He's great. He's good. Don't get me wrong. He's really good. But those guys are like able to make you look so much better than you really are. So, yeah, I think the Cowboys, they had us fooled a little bit. Another team that maybe had us fooled a little bit, the Raiders. And you know what? Sometimes there's just too much turmoil. Like how many blows can they take and they keep responding and doing it very well? This might be the week where we start to see a different Raider team going out there week in and week out. And they've been a little bit inconsistent too. The games that they lost have been bad. I'm going to take a look at their record real quick, but I mean, just looking at, you know, the Giants, that's a bad loss, okay? I think the Bears is kind of a bad loss. I don't think the Chargers is a bad loss. But I'd say two of the three losses are to two teams that they're going to be under 500. So if two of your three losses thus far are to teams that are under 500, well, I don't know. I guess I need to see a little bit more. But this, to me, could be the start of something that's not going to be good. And again, they fooled me because I thought if there was a team that could do something in a situation where you just didn't expect them to, it was the Raiders because they had handled the John Gruden situation extremely well. The week after that happened, they won. But enough, how much can you take? Another team that I think has us fooled a little bit, although I do think they're good, it's the Buffalo Bills. How the hell did you lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars, man? I don't care how poorly you're playing. This team put 9 points on the board, and the Bills put 6. Come on, man. You got to be better than that. And Josh Allen, wow. It's crazy how some of these guys who can be so good can actually look so bad. And again, I know the Jaguars were like talking about how what a great week of practice they had, the best week of practice all year, and I don't care. This is the Buffalo Bills, and they're supposed to be an AFC front runner. They're supposed to be – they were the heavy favorite coming into the week, as far as I know, as a Super Bowl contender. So, yeah, I think the Bills had us a little fooled. The Raiders, they got us a little bit fooled right now. The Cowboys, they might have us a little bit fooled right now. But I do like what I'm seeing from the Cleveland Browns. They're gutty. They're gritty. They're just going to go out there and they're going to battle each and every week. And you know what? You just got to grind out games. Just make it in the tournament, man. Just make it in the tourney. Hear that music? That means I know I got to take another pause for the cause. I'll come back and continue to rap about what I'm seeing and continue to tell you who I think has fooled us a little bit and maybe give you a little bit of some stock risers in the Dorfman's opinion. Anyways, I got to take that pause for the cause. Keep it close, everybody. It is the NFL Rewind Week 9 in the books. Are you kidding me? Anyways, I'll be back. It's the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Keep it close.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, my late creatures of the night. It's the Dorfman coming at you on the NFL Rewind in Sports Overnight America. You can always get at me, follow me, check me out on Twitter, Facebook, and IG. On Twitter, it would be Dorf on Sports. On Facebook, it would be Dorf on Sports. On IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports. Speaking of the real, I love the rejoiners that you always play, Scott. And, you know, when you're talking about a Brahma bull, you're usually thinking about a big guy like Derrick Henry. And obviously Derrick Henry no longer playing for Tennessee at this moment in time because of the injury. But you don't think of Lamar Jackson that way, people. But that dude carried the ball for 21 carries and 120 yards. And told you before the break, I might tell you about teams that I think rising stock for me a little bit. Ravens are rising stock. And I know it was a tight game with the Vikings, but quite frankly, the Vikings are, they're one of those teams that they're maybe better than their record would suggest. And at the end of the day, you are what your record is. But they also lose games 34-31. And they lost this game in overtime. So you have to look at the situation. You have to look at the circumstance. You, like, things matter. It's like facts matter. Games matter with how you win or how you lose them. Overtime game, 34-31. Pretty tight. But the Ravens are rising stock. They really are. I don't know what to think about the Chargers yet because they've been a little up and down. So I need maybe another couple weeks to really, really tell you my true feeling. I think they got a lot of interesting pieces. Justin Herbert, obviously. We know about the bevy of receivers he has. Keenan Allen, the old man now. Mike Williams. Obviously, Eckler in the backfield. The defense, maybe that could be a little bit better. Offense is probably a little bit ahead of the defense. The Chiefs, let's talk a little bit about them. They win the game. They beat the Green Bay Packers without Aaron Rodgers, which we should probably get into that a little too. You can't do that kind of stuff as a leader of men. I'm sorry, but the more and more I think about that whole situation, it's irresponsible, it's careless, it's irresponsible. Again, it's selfish. What I'm trying to say is that there's a lot of those words that we're using, that they're used when you're talking about individuals that are kind of all by themselves in a little bit. And in some ways, when you talk about people in this way, you're talking about them in a great way, like a Tom Brady. In this case, you're talking about a guy by the name of Aaron Rodgers and in a negative way because he's not really caring about other people in a time when maybe more so than ever, it's kind of important to care about people a little bit, don't you think? With what's happened over the last couple few years? Just maybe a little thought from me. All right, getting back to what's important now, because he let his team down. And with him, I truly think they're better than the Kansas City Chiefs with what I saw with what happened on the football field. A lot of miscues and mistakes from the Green Bay Packers, and quite frankly, a lot of miscues and mistakes from the Kansas City Chiefs as well. That's why you get a 13-7 football game. Not pretty. Patrick Mahomes, there's something going on. I don't know what. I can't quite put my finger on what's up there other than the defense usually is so bad. However, people are going to say they're better, although they were playing a Green Bay Packer team that was being led by Jordan Love, who for a lot of the game, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what game he was playing, but then he had moments and little moments of like where he thought, oh, he's going to put it together, and then he maybe tossed an interception or something negative would happen. That's how you get 7 points. It was really ugly is what I'm trying to say. However, if the Green Bay Packers have Aaron Rodgers, I guess the proof is in the pudding now. He's a lot better than Jordan Love. But I also think that you got to understand that Jordan Love wasn't supposed to be starting. At least not right now. So there's a lot that goes into this. But I think more so, I think the Packers are good. I think they'll be there. It's Tampa. It's Green Bay. It's the Rams. It's Arizona. It's somebody. It's one of those teams, most likely. I don't know if it's the Chiefs, though. Whereas the past couple of years, we're like, the Chiefs are the best team in the AFC. And then you're like, well, the Bills are coming up on them, but those two teams are supposed to be the leaders of the pack, and I think they're not right now. I'm pretty sure they're not. I'd say that's more like the Ravens and maybe the Chargers. So, again, buying stock, not buying stock. I already thought the Packers were good, so I'm just keeping the stock in them. The Chiefs, I'm not buying stock in them yet. Like, they're in last place in their own division. So, to me, it's hard to buy stock in them quite yet. I need to see them string, like, 3 or 4 victories in a row, and I need to see their record be 8-4. Cardinals? All right, so got to keep it real. They're the most consistent football team in the NFL. And they did it without Kyler Murray against a team that always plays them well in San Francisco. So kudos goes to Cliff Kingsbury and all the dudes playing, man. Like James Conner, wow, what a day for that guy. He had 2 touchdowns running. He had 1 in the air. The guy played absolutely fantastic. By the way, I have him on my fantasy team, and by golly, I played him. The guy had over 40 points. I mean, and then now let's talk Tennessee, and let's talk the Rams for a moment. Haven't done that much, and Tennessee had a very nice victory without, obviously, Derrick Henry, who we think is going to be gone the rest of the way. They do pick up AP, and quite frankly, I'll tell you what. Now what has to happen is you would think Ryan Tannehill has to be a little bit better. And he made good decisions. You know, he had a rushing touchdown. He had a passing touchdown. He did have an interception. You don't like to see that. He had the victory. That's big. AP, like this guy making an impact immediately. Only 21 yards rushing, but a touchdown. Like this guy comes into the mix right away and boom, he's scoring touchdowns. Old man Adrian Peterson, man. That's impressive. I don't think the Tennessee Titans are in as much trouble as people thought. That's what I think about the Tennessee Titans. I don't think they're in as much trouble as people might have thought. So let's run things down again. Browns, I think I'm buying some stock in the Browns because I think they're gritty. I think they're gutty, and I don't think they can quit. I just don't think it's in their DNA. Cowboys, you fooled us a little bit. You had us fooled, Cowboys. Didn't really even address the Saints, so let's do that real quickly. They're going to wind up not being a good football team. And quite frankly, I think that has a lot to do with, obviously, Jameis Winston not being their quarterback with the ACL tear. So now you got Sean Payton kind of scratching and searching. He's scratching his head. He's searching for ideas and creativity. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. I would classify the loss to the Falcons as kind of a bad loss. And maybe a little bit of a start to something for the Saints to maybe downfall a little bit themselves. So I think I'm starting to think that they fooled us with a really nice early season victory over the Packers, and they were, you know, looking okay, and they're still over 500, don't get me wrong, but let's keep an eye on them over the next 4 or 5 weeks. The Raiders, maybe just too much is just too much, right? John Gruden, the rug situation. How much can they take? And how can they keep it all together? I do appreciate Derek Carr. I think he's a very interesting guy to listen to be honest. When he talks about his teammates and when he talks about real life situations, I found him to be intriguing. Patriots, they're not fooling us because they got a rookie quarterback. But I can't quite yet say I'm buying stock or I think that this is a team that I'm going to totally buy into. Again, I need 3 or 4 more weeks to see about the New England Patriots and what they're really all about. The Bills, whew, they got to respond, man. This is one of the ugliest losses that you could possibly take. This is one of the worst L's you can take in the NFL, in the not-for-long league. Because, quite frankly, coming into this game, we're talking about the Bills being the best team in the AFC. We're talking about the Bills being a Super Bowl caliber squad. And then you go and lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And you put up 6 points in doing that. That can't happen. I don't care. I just don't care. I'm buying stock in the Ravens, man. Definitely buying stock in the Ravens. Lamar Jackson's good. He's good. He's the real deal. And he's getting better passing the ball. And if this guy can carry the ball 20 times, are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? You're going to let this guy put the ball in his hands 50 times? Yeah, like, come on now. He was 27 of 41. And then again, ran the ball 21 times. So I exaggerate a little. 48 times, okay? 48 times this dude had the ball in his hands to go out there and be all kinds of creative? Yeah, I think I'm buying stock in Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Chargers, they're okay. Chiefs, I'm telling you, man, something ain't right. The Cards, people, the Cards, that might be the best team in the NFL. Really might be the best team in the NFL. And what about those Tennessee Titans? Telling you what, man, we thought they were going to go absolutely belly up. Not to be against the Rams. All right, I got to take a pause for the cause one final time. I hear that music, so that's my cue to get the heck out of Dodge for a moment. So I'll do that. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, my people. It is the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Andy Dorf hanging out with you like I always do. Each and every Sunday night, I come to you in the wee hours of the night. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Love talking NFL football, if you can't tell. Week 9 did not disappoint, people. It absolutely did not disappoint. Before my parting shot, a couple quick reminders. You can get at me a few different ways. On Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, what did we learn from Week 9 of the NFL, and what am I going to tell you my parting shot? Well, here's what I'm going to tell you, people. Listen, don't count the Cleveland Browns out. They got a guy by the name of Baker Mayfield, and they got a couple of guys in the backfield. Kareem Hunt, once he gets healthy and all good, and the other guy's not bad either. Johnson, that guy can play. We learned what he did when Chubb and Hunt were out of the mix. So the Cleveland Browns, don't count them out. I think they're going to be fun to watch the rest of the way. Keep a close eye on what they can do in the AFC. The Cowboys, they had a setback, man. I think it's big to see what happens for them the rest of the way, because that was a major slip up. The Raiders, you slipped up too. How can you lose to the Giants? Listen, man, the Bills, I think you got to get your act together, because the Jaguars are not a good football team. The Ravens, they're coming. This guy Lamar Jackson, he's hungry as all hell, people. And Aaron Rodgers, you let your team down, man. You really let them down. It shows. You lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. With you on the field, I think you win that football game. And the Cardinals, people, people, get used to it. They are right now the best team in all of football. I got to get the heck out of Dodge. For Scott, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. I'll catch you next week right here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.